Hello, everyone, and in this episode of the Create Something Awesome Today podcast, we're going to talk about the importance of creating something awesome, what that actually means, and what this podcast is all about, which is encouraging, educating, and enabling creative professionals, hobbyists of every level, and helping you create something awesome today. So first of all, everybody, welcome to the first episode of the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. I'm your host, Roberto Blake, a graphic designer, marketer, and online educator, among other things. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about why it's important to create something awesome today, which is the title of the entire podcast that I'm going to be doing and sharing with you. Now, some of you may or may not be familiar with my YouTube videos, which you can find at youtube.com/RobertoBlake2, but essentially, I do more or less what I'm doing here on the podcast. I want to help enable, educate, and encourage designers, photographers, and other creative professionals. Doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're a crafter, a writer, a fine artist, I want to help you to just do whatever it is that matches your interest and your goals, and I really want to believe that I can actually help you do that in a lot of different ways. And that could be anything from telling you where to get resources, giving you some career advice, or telling you about the things that I've learned by embracing this Create Awesome philosophy and the mandate that I have of creating something awesome each and every day. So what does creating something awesome today mean? It could mean a number of things. If you're a writer, it could mean that you're putting out a piece of content every single day. You might be doing that on your blog. You might be doing that on Medium. You might be doing that on Facebook. You could even be doing it by connecting with some people in Twitter and creating an awesome experience for them with your content. That's the whole point. The point is that you want to and need to create value. And if you're doing that every day, it's going to be very helpful for you for several reasons. For one thing, if you create something awesome today, each and every day, it means at the end of a year, when you're looking back at what I do with my time, what I do with my life, you have 365 days of results, 365 days of execution. It also means that by doing something awesome every single day, you'll stay motivated and encouraged to get incrementally better. So you'll see rapid improvement and growth, not to mention that the repetitive nature of whatever you're doing means you'll probably get faster at it. So you'll be more productive. If you're a graphic designer, this could mean that you're doing artwork in Photoshop every day or in Adobe Illustrator, or that you're learning something new about your programs and application every day. This is part of why people get so good after years of experience on a job. And you shouldn't be waiting if you're a student or if you're currently in transition with employment. You shouldn't be waiting for opportunities before you decide that you're going to improve and that you're going to create value. You shouldn't wait until a client requests work from you to create something that's worth putting in your portfolio. You should be creating something awesome and worthwhile each and every day. And that may not mean that you're creating a new logo or a new piece of Photoshop artwork every day, but you're creating some kind of value for yourself and other people. So if it's not portfolio work, well, what does that look like? If you're a designer, maybe the value you create is not something that is your absolute most stunning best work every day, but it might be something that is important and essential to your overall process. So it might mean that you create a preset for yourself that's going to make your job easier, or that you create a template that's going to make your job easier, or that you create a system or a workflow or a process for organization or a Photoshop action. Or maybe you create some vector shapes in Adobe Illustrator that you know you're going to use and repeat. So you could create an asset, or you could create a resource library, and that would be very helpful to you. If you're a web designer or a coder, this might mean that you create some short code snippets for yourself that are going to be easier, or some kind of resource library, or maybe a set of bookmarks for tools that you use all the time that's going to make your life easier. So again, no matter what you're doing, you can create something awesome today that either provides value for you and is a quick and easy resource, or encourages you or makes you feel good, or can add value to your portfolio, or can add to your social proof and your social media equity. It could be creating an awesome experience for someone that's going to just make you feel like a better person and make you feel motivated and encouraged that today was a good day because you created a good experience, whether that was a good customer service experience, whether that was a good experience for your family by having a meal or a conversation. You can create value, and it can be for yourself or it can be someone else. That's what it truly means to create something awesome. And again, as I said, it doesn't really matter what it is, as long as you can look at it and you can feel like it accomplished something positive, it served a purpose, and that you can in some way qualify or quantify that value for yourself and be okay with it. So if you didn't manage to write a whole page for your upcoming novel, if you're a writer or author, maybe you created an outline, or maybe you created and developed a concept. That still counts as a win, and you should do that, and you should encourage yourself with that and look at it in a very positive way as some progress that you put, you know, pen to paper, or you put, you know, characters on the keyboard, that you made some kind of incremental dent in the overall project. That's fine, and that's okay, and you shouldn't beat yourself up about the fact that it isn't a whole page, or that isn't 1,000 words, or whatever you would use as a benchmark. A lot of times creatives give themselves way, way more crap than they really should in terms of how they beat themselves up about what they haven't done. Creating something awesome today is about focusing on what you did manage to create and really seeing it for what it is and what the value of it is, and really just taking that to heart and feeling encouraged and using that as a motivation for doing better tomorrow or being consistent tomorrow. That's the one big thing about this that I want you to take away, is that by giving yourself a mandate to create something of value every day, you'll be consistent. And if it's something that you feel good about, then that means that you're consistently giving yourself positive reinforcement, which is so important for creatives. So many creatives today suffer through depression or low self-esteem or anxiety. And I think that a lot of it could be solved through this philosophy of Create Awesome by using it to each and every day have a benchmark that they can meet just by creating something of substance and being able to look at that and count it as a win each and every day. And then at the end of the year, being able to look back and say, you know what, at the end of the day, I did 365, I have all this volume. And then if you were to cull that to say, well, maybe all of it isn't up to my standards. When you look back at 365 days of execution, if you cull that down to your top 10% of results, that's still 36 tremendous results. That's a nice body of work for a year. A lot of people go entire careers without 36 pieces of their work that they feel genuinely and truly proud of. So, you know, I want you to really think about that. The other great thing about this is when you look at 365 days of execution, it becomes easier to break up a large mammoth-sized project. Let's say that you were writing a book. Let's say you were writing a novel, like how I'm writing the Create Awesome book as an encouragement and a resource for everybody that I'm talking about in this particular podcast. The way that you could approach that is by looking at 365 days of execution where that's concerned. You could give yourself a certain amount of those days that specifically go into the planning and the development, the outline. You could look at writing some piece of content for it or working on it as far as the marketing plan each and every day. And if you break that up into 365 days of execution, you'll find that it's a much more manageable task to write that novel, write that book, write that manual by the end of a year. Because if it's going to be 50,000 words, then you have 52 weeks, you have 365 days. You can break that up into manageable chunks that don't feel overwhelming. If there are tasks associated with that that go not only from the outline and then going through the marketing and the strategy of the book itself and then executing on writing it and then the editing process and then the self-publication process, you could break that all up into a timeline over the course of a year, eat that elephant one piece at a time, but give yourself daily to-do lists and tasks associated with it so that you can create something awesome each and every day toward that overall goal. And this doesn't just work on books, it can work on anything. Currently on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/RobertoBlake2, I'm doing daily YouTube content. And part of the reason is I want to get better and faster at my video editing and production workflow. And so by having a mandate to put out a video every day, it means not shooting, recording, and posting every day, but means that I established a workflow that says maybe I shoot 5 or 10 videos at a time. Maybe I edit 2 or 3 a day, and then I schedule them and post them. That way, I'm only using maybe an hour out of my day each and every day toward my video production and my YouTube channel, but I'm doing it very efficiently and effectively because I have a backlog of videos that were already shot. I have a backlog of videos that were already edited, and then it's just easier to manage that way. So it'll help you come up with a workflow when you have a mandate to execute every day you'll find a way to do this thing, whatever it is, effectively each and every day. And it will make you faster. It will make you more creative. It will make you approach the problem solving in a completely new way because you have a goal and you're on the hook. You're accountable to yourself and potentially to your audience, your community, whoever, your employer, your clients. So that accountability is important, and creating something every day will put you in a better position to deliver on a regular basis. If you've ever been in advertising and graphic design, you know that it is possible that you might have to do multiple projects in a day. So if you're flying solo, I want you to keep in mind that it is possible to execute on multiple results every single day, that you could create something awesome more than once, but at minimum, you should be doing that once a day for your own sake, as we've already talked about. But at the same time, if you were in a freelance situation or in a specific employment situation, then that mandate's going to be given to you anyway, that you're going to have to create value for your employer every day or for your clients every day. So just keep that in mind, that this is not something that's just limited to people who are working for themselves. This has practical applications in your career as well. And creating something awesome doesn't have to be literally limited to creative itself. It could literally be part of your lifestyle, and I encourage it to be part of your lifestyle. Something I think about is, when I have an interaction with someone, am I creating awesome for them? Am I delivering on a quality experience, or am I being a jerk right now when I have an interaction with someone? And I try to make sure it's the former and not the latter. I'm really thinking of having a wristband made so that anytime I'm getting ready to say or do something, I can look down at my wrist and say, am I creating awesome, yes or no, before I follow through on that action. And I really do a double take, and it makes me think. So I would definitely encourage you to create awesome, not only in what you're producing in terms of work, but in terms of the experiences you have in life. I think you should create awesome for your friends, for your family members, and anyone that you encounter throughout your daily life. Look and think about the value you can create for them. And that's not hokey, because the thing is, when you create value for people, you win them in terms of loyalty, respect, and admiration, because it probably will cost you nothing but a fraction of your time to put a smile on someone's face, and that will mean the world to them. And you never know how someone will choose to pay that forward or how it might benefit you in the long run, but there's a better chance that if you create positive experiences in life, that you'll have positive outcomes in life than if you didn't. So I really think that you should take that in mind, take that to heart, and that you should really look for the value that you can create for other people and for yourself, both in life and in your creative career. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the first Create Awesome podcast. I really enjoyed doing this, and I hope that it's created some value for you guys. You can feel free to check out more of my work at robertoblake.com. Some other links will be in the show notes here. This will also be on the createsomethingawesometoday.com website. That's new, and it's under development, so check that out whenever you have a chance. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you'll subscribe. Please leave me a rating and a comment. I really want to know how I can create more value for you and how I can improve the podcast going forward. Anyway, this is Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com, helping you create something awesome today.